We were there. We've been there for how many years have we been? 19 years. Oh my. Oh. Yeah, only yesterday, but it was quite something. It really was fun, and I'll tell you the last man standing was Jake. We were up there playing near the end. Everybody else was done, and he said, "Well, come on, I want to do some more songs." And so we did some more songs, and I said, "You know, Jake, my arms are getting really kind of sunburned, so I'm going to go sit in the shade, and you play as long as you want." And he did, and then tell them about that girl who came.
Now, I know, first of all, when it gets too tough for everybody else, it's just right for the Jakester, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, you know. So we're standing there, and we got the microphones and the tambourine and the speaker set up, and this lady is walking by, and they always like to do the hoochie coochie in front of the band, and she comes up, she says, "Can I sing?" I said, "Yeah, come on up and sing." I said, "What are we gonna do?" She said, "Well, I don't know any songs," and so I said, "I know what you know," so I started doing "You Can't Hurry Love" by the Supremes. She lit right up like a Roman candle.
Oh, she was so good.
And she started going. And then, of course, tried to get her off the stage. You know, no, 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 man.
Well, you know how performers are, Jake.
Yeah, yeah. You got 13 more miles to go. And plus, I love to perform. Anyway, who would be next, Ellen?
Betsy Binstock is next. And she's both songwriter and poet. And tonight she'll read us a poem.
How many of you are familiar with the Greek myth of Persephone? How many aren't familiar with it? Okay, I'll take a chance on it. It's the quick and dirty on it is that the god of the underworld kidnaps Persephone. And Persephone's mama is the goddess of all things bountiful on the earth. And she goes into a hissy fit. So that alerts things that, okay, we're going to get her out of there. Only the god of the underworld, Hades, is a sneaky character. Persephone in bondage. Oh, and I'm going to do two poems, and they're both about spring in one way or another. And this is an explanation of why there's winter. Persephone in bondage. Stiff she sits, cold in the underworld, avoiding Hades' eyes, the god of death who captured her. Abruptly she was hurled below, distraught and shaken out of breath. Through all the fields her mother goddess flailed, leaving the furrowed earth burnt brown and dry. Proud Zeus responded, fearing crops would fail. He ordered death to let the maiden fly. But crafty Hades schemed to keep his bride, persuading her to cushion thirst with fruit. She swallowed 4 small seeds, then learned he lied. Dragged down by hunger, freedom's in dispute. So, 4 months every year, Demeter mourns. Then spring escapes, and summer sounds her horns. And the second one compares breaking up with somebody to making compost. Letting go is always hard. Prying loose each spasm digit of regret and loss. Scattering hopes like crumpled leaves or pungent grapefruit rind to rot away in winter's compost heap. Until, after patient, painful days of layered neglect, spiked through with hectic bouts of forking, after final flakes of frost have melted into quiet ground, the last decaying fragments are transmuted into fertile garden soil, fit to shelter April's fledgling buds.
Thank you.